You're listening to SBS News.
Notorious for its political stunts, activist group GetUp knows how to get attention. Founded 14 years ago, Andrew Hughes from the Australian National University says GetUp's impact is now impossible to ignore.
GetUp has a war chest of between $12 to $15 million to spend on this election. That means they can have a significant influence on the outcome of the election through not just how the narrative is discussed in politics, but also in individual electorates and seats.
GetUp's critics have accused it of acting as a front for Labor and the Greens. But spokeswoman Ruby O'Halloran says GetUp are advocates of progressive policies and take no donations from political parties.
GetUp declares a vast majority of its donations, and I would also add that the vast majority of GetUp's donations are extremely small dollar donations from everyday people.
Professor Ariadne Vroman from the University of Sydney wrote a book on the rise of GetUp. She says the group saw a spike in donations and members when it began targeting specific Conservative seats in the 2016 election.
Before that point, they had assessed parties on their policy positions and whether or not it matched the issue agenda of the organisation and GetUp's members. So that was a shift, but that shift was really successful for them.
Former Liberal leader Dr. John Hewson was an advisor to GetUp when it was first founded and believes such tactics will continue.
I have no doubt that in this election campaign the issue of climate will be a defining issue, and it will be a determinate issue in a number of key seats, and so GetUp's running very hard on the climate issue in those half dozen seats.
But the tactics have polarised. GetUp was forced to pull an advertisement depicting Tony Abbott as a lifesaver who refused to help a drowning swimmer. The message intended to mock his climate change stance. GetUp later apologised, calling the advertisement insensitive. The attack videos have come from both ends of the political spectrum. Conservative lobbyist Advance Australia was criticised for releasing a video showing its mascot Captain GetUp making inappropriate actions on a billboard of Mr Abbott's main Warringah rival, Independent Zali Steggall. National Director Gerard Benedict has also apologised.
Look, we made a mistake there. We admitted it. We've taken it down. We'll move on. We can't be more honest than that.
The groups undoubtedly have people power behind them. Advance Australia says it has 33,000 registered members after launching just 6 months ago. That pales in comparison, though, with GetUp, which has mobilised a base of 1 million. Dr. Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne says both groups will play a major role in the 2019 election.
They play a role in terms of getting some people excited about politics who wouldn't normally be excited. And that can be a good thing. It can also be a good thing for information sharing. It can also be a bad thing, though, in terms of disseminating content that is incorrect.
The politics of Advance Australia and GetUp are different, and Mr. Benedict says the way the groups operate is as well.
We're very different to GetUp. We support mainstream values. We're not funded by the union movement or big business or any other charities like GetUp is, or any foreign donors.
Ms. O'Halloran rejects those funding claims, but agrees that GetUp is nothing like Advance Australia.
GetUp is a people-powered group, we're not a lobby group, and that's the key difference. The key difference is that our power comes from all of the people who are willing to get involved and take action with us.
Omar Debarge, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.